Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are back. We are back. You are still tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. This is our second part, and we thank God for our guest, Bertrand McKinney. Y'all heard the first half. It was on. It was popping. And you heard the music. You heard a couple of songs of The Process, and then you heard Miracle featuring Pastor Wes Morgan. And I'm telling you, those songs is rocking it for sure, definitely lit. And so now we're going to go back to our guest right now, and he's going to say a few more things, and then we're going to be wrapping it up for the show. So in saying that, we're bringing, clicking on the mic. All right. We got you back on, bro.
Hey.
I know, right? Like, hey, we are back.
Right.
But yeah.
Yeah, right.
I thank God for you. I thank God, you know, for your wife and, you know, Jermaine and his wife, and you know, I call them y'all, you know, they're y'all wives, but I call them my sisters, you know, and I just thank God for the connection with all of us. And just so grateful to have the platform that God has, you know, given me to be able to play your music and, you know, just promote, you know, doing it, you know, not only just for the love of loving you all, but, you know, also, you know, as an encouragement and believing, you know, in what God has called y'all to do, you know, bringing us signals from the heavens. And that's what I say, the heavens, is because it's God that gives you the knowledge and the wisdom, and he gives you what to write. You know, you wouldn't be able to do that just on your own. It has to be something, you know what I'm saying, to give you even that nature of rapping and writing and rhyming and all of that. So I'm so grateful for that. So I want to say, before we go off the air, because we touched down from how it began, we touched down from the, you know, the process, how it got started and everything, and how you and bro, you know, on your own. But, and then we talked about how, you know, one day, you know, a time will come where y'all will do something else together. We talked about the COVID, the things, the depression and all of that. So we touched on pretty much a lot. And what I want to do now before we go off of here is, know, with this COVID and different stuff is going on around the world, what message would you say to the people right now? Because a lot of people that are out there, you know, are going through with no job, some people laid off still. You have some people that have businesses that are getting shut back down because of the high rate of this COVID. And then, you know, children can't go to school. They're online. So it's just like, a lot of things that are going on. What encouraging message can share to the people around the world, to the body of Christ, period, that is listening in?
Basically that, you know, that times have changed. You know, we're going through some difficult times. Different things are happening. But the one consistent is God is the same. God's the same. So just hold on to God. And I actually have, and, you know, God willing, y'all will be able to hear that one pretty soon. I have a song called Same God, and it speaks about that very thing. You know, God is the same all the time. You know, he's consistent. So the same God that was back in biblical days that, you know, that delivered and, you know, was responsible for so many miracles is the same God that can do that now. You know, we just have to keep our faith in him and continue to believe in him, no matter what your situation might be, whether it is that you're going through COVID, if you're homeless, you're without a job, you experience death in your family, you know, illness in your body or whatever. What's impossible for God? You know, that's the question that I have for anyone that, you know, might be having a hard time right now. There is nothing impossible for God. And if there is breath in your body and life in your body, then there's still an opportunity and there's still hope. You just have to continue to trust God, to continue to believe in God. Don't let your faith be wavered. One thing I say is that Satan, that you know, the enemy, he's not playing fair. He's not fighting fair at all. And the thing about it is, you know, he's experienced, you know, what it's like to be in heaven. You know, he was one of the angels or whatever. He knows about that. So he doesn't want you to have something that he can't have. You know, and that's just the bottom line. You know, he wants, how the saying goes, misery loves company, dude miserable, and, you know, wants you to be miserable. So just continue to trust God. Continue to believe in God, to seek him, to go to him with your problems in prayer, and not only, you know, go to him, but understand that everything's going to work out and really believe that. And once you give something to him, truly give it to him. Give it to him and stuff. Cast your cares on him. You know, his hands are bigger than any of our hands. I once had a guy tell me, sis, that if you're experiencing a problem in your life and you can't touch that problem and change that problem with your own hands, then that problem is bigger than you. And you have to give it to and put it in God's hands. You have to put it in his hands. So I encourage everybody just to do that. You know, everybody that's listening, that's tuned in, do that. You know, really do it. Give all your problems and your cares to him and really have that relationship with him to where you're talking to him. You're developing that relationship. You're working on your relationship with God. And once you take a step towards him, he's going to take a step towards you. So that would be the message that I give him about. Continue to trust God.
Yep, that's right. That is right. Continue to trust. And so...
Yep.
If people want to get in contact with you and, you know, get the music or get the song or whatever, how do they connect with you and how do they get connect to the music and all?
Okay. As far as my single, Miracle, you can go to Bertrand McKinney. That's BERTRANDMCKINNEY.hearnow.com. That's BertrandMcKinney.hearnow.com. That's the link for all the sites for my single. Other than that, it's on all streaming sites, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Pandora. But if you you know, you just want to use a little cheat sheet, you can use the link that's BertrandMcKinney.hearnow.com. My social sites, I have Facebook and Instagram, and both of those are my name as well. Bertrand McKinney on Facebook and on Instagram, Bertrand McKinney. That's it.
Okay.
Also, like I made mention of, for independent artists that are out there, and you know, if you have a talent and if you're looking to get signed, I made mention that you know, I was blessed enough to where my CEO, he made me executive on our label. We're always looking for talent, so contact me about that as well. You know, if you're looking for an opportunity or something like that, you know, if you wanna roll with a label, if you don't want to be independent anymore. Not saying that there's anything, you know, wrong with being independent, but if anybody that's out there that's looking for that, then, you know, that's also a door that's open. Contact me on that one, either one of my sites on Facebook or either Instagram. Also, I have a Facebook band page that's Bertie Music. If you go to Facebook, you want to view my band page, just type in BERTY Music, and my band page will pop up.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well, we thank God for that. You know, I always say Bertrand, and I'm hearing you say Bertrand.
Yeah, that's
And I'm like, am I saying it wrong?
It's either or. I want to say the proper pronunciation of it is Bertrand, but I've always been called Bertrand, and growing up, cousins and relatives started calling me Bertie. So that's actually how I got my Bertie, yeah, that's how I got my rap name, B-E-R-T-Y.
Okay.
Yep, it's actually,
okay.
I broke it down into an acronym. It stands for Baptized, Enlightened, Redeemed, Trusting Yahweh, B-E-R-T-Y. So
okay.
That's what it stands for, but that's basically my nickname or whatever and stuff. I had quite a few names before then and stuff and legally couldn't use them because everyone that I had were being used by people, so... And I was like, okay, then I'm just going to use my nickname. Just go by Bertrand McKinney. So Bertrand Bertie McKinney. That's it.
Okay. Well, then I know I can say all three names then. If I One day I might feel like saying Bertrand. Another day I'll be like, what up, Bertrand? And then another one I'll be like, Birdie. Okay, so.
That's all right. That's all right. I'm used to it. I'm so used to it. You know, when you're when your brother is comical or whatever and stuff, then you're about to hear anything. So it's nothing new to me. That's cool.
All right then. Well, I thank you for joining us. You know, taking the time, even with what's going on in the family and everything. And again, y'all have our condolences.
Oh, yeah,
we are praying for everybody.
Thank
but I thank you for coming in and you know, doing the interview and sharing. It's always good. Like me, I don't knock people about what they do, how they do interviews. But with me, it's 14 years of doing, you know, I've always don't focus just on the music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We talk about the music, but I like to talk about other things of life and different things so people can hear what the thoughts of and what you feel, you know. So I like to hit on the area. So I guess that's why my interviews are a little longer than others. You got some people do, you know, 15 minutes or whatever. I do an hour to two of the most, you know. So saying that.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, so I'm excited. We got it done.
Right.
It was long overdue.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. You know, like I said, I never want to take anything for granted. You know, I'm just thankful to be in this position. Thank you for the constant support that you've given myself, that you've given, you know, the group, the process, and, you know, appreciate you. You know, love you, sis, really do, and just thank you for everything. For the people out there listening, thank y'all for the continued support. You know, it's amazing to get contact and feedback from people that have heard your music on someone's station or, you know, that have heard it on your station and, you know, reach out to us and tell us, hey, I like that song, or thank you for, you know, presenting that. So, and we love y'all for that. Thank you. I love y'all for that. It's greatly appreciated. And something I wanted to ask you, sis, real quick, you know, it's not like I'm interviewing you, but I do have family that's listening and stuff and, you know, friends listening. So if you will, for everyone that's listening, if someone wanted to sow into your ministry, how would they be able to do that? You know, what's your,
Well, if they wanted to sow, for people that want to sow, I do have Cash App.
Okay.
I have Cash App, which is the $, and it's Angel on Deck. That's the $, ANGELONDECK. So that's what it is, $, Angel on Deck. And that's the Cash App. And somebody might say, well, I don't have Cash App. I can do, you know, maybe MoneyGram or whatever. So in that, if you don't have Cash App and you still wanted to sow or whatever, then you can get my information from Bertrand, and Birdie.
all three of them, right?
I know, right? You can go to him and say, hey, I don't have you know, I don't have, Cash App or whatever, but I can sow, you know, with Western Union, because people do that, you know, that have done it, Western Union or, you know, MoneyGram. And then that way you can just get my personal information through our brother here and do it like that. So I thank you for letting me announce that, because I've never had that happen before.
You're welcome, sis. Yeah. I mean, you provide a service for so many people and stuff, and you know, I just we appreciate you. I appreciate you, myself and my wife. You know, this it's a blessing, and to anyone that's out there listening, like I said, for all the support or whatever and stuff, thank you. It's greatly appreciated. God bless you all.
Yes, well, I thank God for you. Like I said, being on, this ain't gonna be the last, because you will be back on doing interviews again, and then plus you part of the shows, you know, the Transparent show. So we definitely going to have you coming back, because starting next week, we're doing the Transparent show still, but it's going to be like a revival where we have two speakers.
Okay.
One speaker will take, you know, the first part, the second half. So I'm definitely going to get with you to come and blow your horn on there, You know, for the transparency.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
I definitely enjoyed the first time you had me on and stuff, and you know, having a chance to sit down and talk with you and your cousin and the pastor that you had on there. It was just enlightening. So anytime,
yeah.
I'm available. Yes.
All right then. Well, saying that, I love you too, bro. I love
right.
My sister,
you
your
too,
wife,
too.
And
definitely.
Again, thank you for you know, calling in and being a part of this show on today. So I know we'll be chopping it up real soon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it, sis. You have
all
a good
right.
one. You stay blessed. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.
All right.
All right. Now, y'all heard it right here on the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. We thank you all for tuning in to this great show on tonight. Tune in on next week. You know how we do it. Links will be posted. We will be doing the transparency show that will be on, you know, next Wednesday. And then we will be doing it up on next Friday. And so in saying that, always remember our motto, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. Have a wonderful, blessed day, evening, nighttime, whatever time it is your way. Have a blessed one and happy Sunday in advance. God bless.